Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Everybody now, Jesus is here. We know. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We worship you. We adore you for this privilege and the honor that you have given to us again to come into your house, Lord, to have fellowship with you and to have fellowship with our brethren of Life Precious Faith, O God. We thank you for your grace and mercy that we have enjoyed since Sunday when we were physically gathered like this, O God. Your watchful eye, Lord, was over each and every one of us, Lord. You kept business people, workers, and school children safe and secure, despite all the challenges that we are facing in our daily life, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you because we did not receive bad reports from any quarter, oh God. We thank you because everything that you have done and everything that you are doing and everything that you will do is working for our good, oh God. We say, blessed be your holy name. Even the situation, Lord, in our country is not hidden from you. We know that you know all about it, O God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, as your children, that we have find grace in your sight to be gathered again this evening, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will bless the effort of your children, O God. Forgive every of our shortcomings and our failure, Lord. Forgive every of our unbelief, all our doubt, all our wrong. May they come under your blood, O God. Lord, we know, Father, that blood will never lose its power, O God, until, O Father, the ransomed church of God be saved, never to sin again, Lord. We pray, Father, why there is still mercy, O God. May we, O Father, as many, O God, that are needy of that mercy, may we find mercy from you, O God. May we obtain your grace, Father. Thank you also, O God, for the grace to see another month, Lord. It's the fifth month in this year, 2024. Father, we are starting it in your house, O God. What a good time, Lord, and a good place to start it. We pray, Father, that you be gracious to us, O God. May each and every one of us, Lord, enjoy your grace this month, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have come, O God, we are committing ourselves at this time to your hand. Lord, our heart is before you. Your word is open. You are the author of this word. May you bless the word in our heart, O God. Just for a little time, O God, the broken word that we receive before we go to prayer, Lord, may minister grace to our heart, O God. May you help us, O God, and further your kingdoms in our life, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Be with our loved ones that are not here, maybe as a challenge of this fourth crisis. Lord, if they be connected, Father, the same blessings that you give us physically here, may you also give them on the hookups. Thank you, eternal Father. Heal the sick and afflicted, O God. Set the captive free, O God. May there be deliverance, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you and good evening, everyone. Welcome to prayer meeting. We thank God for the privilege to be here again tonight. without wasting much of our time, let's turn to the book of Mark. Mark and chapter 10. It's a very familiar story, but we want to take it in a different way tonight, trusting that God will bless us through it. Mark chapter 10, and we'll start our reading from verse 17. Based on where around 22. Said, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all this have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. May the Lord have his blessings to the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts tonight. You can please be seated. God bless you. And for a little time, please just give God your undivided attention before we go to prayer. I believe we all came here for embetterment. Amen. Yeah, that's the reason why we come to church. If you have come to church tonight just to come and see whoever we preach, then I want to tell you that you have just wasted your time. Amen. Not only your time, you have wasted your resources. Amen. Not only your resources, you have wasted several pleasures that you should have enjoyed. Because you could have well just stayed in your house and sleep on your very nice bed. Especially with all the crises that we are rocking in this country. It will only take the man that have God to stand. Yeah. Somebody that does not have God, there is nowhere that he can put his solace on. So, but somebody that has God can find somewhere in order to stand. And that's why we thank God that we are not following a cunningly devised fable. Amen. We are following it, prophet. Do you love Abraham? Do you love Abraham? He says, I love him with all my heart. Because he was the one that God used to show me the way. Amen. So this evening, before we go to prayer, like I said, it's a very familiar text. But the prophet preached it two times. And if I told the leadership, and he said that he's going to take the text, follow me. So we can also put it that way. Call it leadership. But what? Follow me. Amen. I think it was Apostle Paul that was telling certain people, say, follow me as I do what? Follow Christ. Amen. And we are familiar with that subject and that same quotation very much in this assembly. Because God has really blessed us with a very wonderful servant of God. In this life, for you to be successful, you must follow somebody. Amen. The man that is a Muslim by religion is following somebody. I know sometimes when we are saved, we say, no, don't go to religion. Yeah, but you have to say, he must follow somebody. Amen. The man that is going to redeem Church of God, you ask him, who is he following? He's following a man. Amen. The one that is going to win us, living faith, you ask him, who is he following? He's following one daddy. Yeah. Who happens to be my family name say. He's following somebody. You know, and many other religions like that, they have somebody that they are following. You go and meet the people that are following Guru Maharaj, they have that is their leader. Amen. And it's taking them to somewhere. And everybody will definitely get to their destination someday. May God help us. And that is why in this life, just as we started and we said in the message we took the last time, that the prophet said, eternity is like a circle. Amen. And when you are going through a circle, we have a very powerful teacher here. So I'm not a good teacher, but just a little way. When you go through a circle, just as this life is, this world that we live in, is in a circle. Amen. And if God does not help you, you will just go with the tide of the world as it comes, and you will live a very meaningless life, except God help you. Amen. You take it spiritually, you take it physically. You need somebody to guide you in this life. Amen. And that's why the prophet told us of the experience of a man. Rabbi said the man was going for an interview. We started the message. Leadership, follow me. Rabbi said the man was going for an interview. Maybe he has been trusting God, like somebody here this night. And you have been praying, God, give me a very good job. And you have packaged his CV very well and has submitted it to certain institution or establishment. But it does not just stop there. There are other things that you have to do. Amen. Yes, prayer is one side. You have to also study for that interview. Amen. Now, Baba said this man was doing every of the things that he know how to do. So when he did, and the day for the interview finally came, and he got to the interview. Everybody was well-dressed and came for the interview. And they asked them, where are your materials? They presented their materials. But this man, when they asked him, where is your material? He said, yeah. And then the examiner is old. He said, something is missing in your material. He said, ah, no, there is nothing missing. He said, something is missing. He said, there is nothing missing. He said, and it is too bad sometimes. Many of us in that kind of state, we are very proud. We think that nobody can correct us. May I say something in the name of the Lord? Even though, I'm so sorry that I have to be the one to say this, but even though you are the oldest person here, never do you get to a point that you think you can never learn from somebody. Because the day you get to that point, just know that that is the day you are dying. We learn from one another. And if you are the youngest person and the smartest, you are the strongest, because we are getting full into this message of happiness. Like that rich young ruler. Baba said, it's life. I want to take it for a case study. Maybe you have everything that physically every man, and you think nobody can talk to you. You are also dead. Amen. So it's both sides, and you are proud. May God have mercy. Now, they stopped this fellow and said, there is something missing in your bag. He said, well, he said, you don't have an eraser. He said, I don't make mistake in my life. Ah! You don't make mistake? We don't want people that don't make mistake in this company. Ah! Why would you tell me that? Oh, it's a fail. He had already failed. Then he'd be wondering, you know, he has missed the job. How will you say you don't make mistake? God is not looking for those that don't make mistake. He's looking for those that make mistake, and they will say, yes, I made mistake. Forgive me. Amen. That's the kind of people he's looking for. People that cannot help themselves. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now from the message leadership, the one preached 1965, just a few quotes. God helping us. Maybe the next service we will take it gradually as the prophet followed. From our paragraph 16. Then the prophet preached this in the circle of some businessmen group. And he was just trying to pass a message to them. Now, the prophet said, now it's strange. But I thought maybe today in praying, I have been so long, and each night write down the line on the message that I have. that the Lord has given to me to speak on. And I thought tonight, over in this chapter, the book of St. Mark, chapter 10, that we read, that I would just approach it from a different standpoint. And many times we have thought on this subject and call it the rich young ruler. And many of the ministers here, my brethren, no doubt have approached it in many different ways. He says, and I want to try to approach it in a different way tonight. Amen. Than I ever have. So, this is the prophet, this is not me. I want to approach it in a different way tonight than I ever have. This of leadership. So we are not in a hurry. Follow me. Now, this, remember this, that each one of us, whether old, whether young, whether small boy, whether big man, young, old, your first step that you ever made in your life, someone had to lead you. Is that right? And your last step that you ever made, somebody will be leading you. Someone has to lead you. Amen. Today I was talking with my barber, and I was asking him, I said, where are your boys? Because one of the days I remember I came and one of the boys was serving punishment. And I said, boys don't want to learn work today. Everybody, they want sharp money, sharp money. But that is not the formula. Can we say amen? That's not the formula. Even Moses, before Moses became whatever he was, he had to undergo training. Amen. And for every successful man in life, you have to go through training. So I was asking him, he said, the boy does not qualify, so I sent him out. I said, well, maybe the strategy you are using is bad. I said, maybe you should adopt another one. Then I saw another one. I said, okay, this one, maybe this one is good. I said, Lego man, I will still drive him. I said, I don't drive them. We need some of them to learn so that they can take off from you. Now I'm going somewhere. But Bible says, every step in life, somebody has to lead you. Amen. Even spiritually, somebody has to lead you. That's why there is a pastor. Amen. And that is why you have your parent. Amen. And that's why you have your teacher. Now, Bible says, God has likened, paragraph 18. He has likened us unto sheep. And if anyone knows about raising sheep and the nature of sheep, why? You know that a sheep cannot find its way around. Is that correct? Yeah. He has to be led. And that's why you see one of them in front, once they just start their journey, everyone or every other just follow them sluggishly and foolishly like that. Even if they are going to kill them, that is how they go. And they kill them. And some Christians are like that. May God have mercy. You see why? The nature of sheep, you know that a sheep cannot find its way. He has to be led. And even in the slaughter pen, we find that they bring the sheep here and is led up into the slaughter by a goat. Amen. So tonight, review your friends. Who is leading you? Who is advising you? I listened to one sermon, and I think I like that sermon very well. Force friendship. I think Unity of Babel. Yeah, that was the title of that sermon. And I look at, I've never had that kind of, I've never maybe gone through it in that fashion. That, you know, look at Jehoshaphat and look at Ahab. Jehoshaphat's son ended up marrying the daughter of Ahab. What? I have been reading through that place, but the thing never, I never just pause. Like when I listen to that sermon, and I say, wow, okay. There is a problem in the kind of friends that we take. It can affect us, it can affect our children. Yeah. May God help us. So it depends on who Jehoshaphat was also listening to. Who was his pastor? Who was his leader? May God help us. Why will he, a righteous man, go to somebody that the Bible says he was the most wickedest of all the kings? But many times, as Christians, those are the kind of people that we are looking for. Yes, you have to also use wisdom of God. When the Bible says, yes, you can have friends of this world and, you know, all these things. Yes, but there's a place that that friendship should sit. Amen. Yes, there's a place it should sit. An ungodly person should not be giving you cancer, especially when it comes to spiritual fear. May God help us. Because they will never have the good thing to say. They will not advise you according to the word of God. They will advise you according to their own experience. Now, Bible says you see sheep. Their nature is just, you know, they just follow whoever leads them. Bible says, and that is why, even when it comes to slaughtering them, it is until when they have entered the machine, they know that, oh, you know, goat is very sharp. You see the machine go, no, 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 no. Once it's excited, the goat will jump out. But the sheep, very just, you know, foolish, just go ahead and they fall in the trap. And that is how many Christians are. May God have mercy. Ram said, you see, a goat lead him up there, and when he gets up to the end of the queue, you know, the goat jumps out. And the sheep just go right into the slaughter. And so we find that a sheep cannot find its way around. Amen. Now the prophet gave his experience. Let me just jump that because of this time. And let's come to paragraph 96 of this sermon before we pray. Now I say, you know, the first step that you probably ever take in your life, speaking of this subject, leadership, is probably first our mother. Amen. Helping us, we'll take a gradual the next service. Bible says, and it's probably the hands of some kind old mother. And she is the first one in that line. The mother has her place. Amen. Rabbi said, them hands may still, maybe still tonight out here in some cemetery somewhere. But yeah, that was the hand that held you to make your first step. Is that right? And then after your mother taught you how to walk, like I was telling the people in Bakatawe, we took our time last week and went through it. God helping us, we will also do the same. I said, like when you look at your child every mother year, you remember, even me, I was a very small boy. I know, because I did that for my boy too. If I'm telling him now, that was what we did, we just looked at, we are laughing, or we are playing. I remember when he was trying to walk, we hold him like that, and we say, come, 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 come. And sometimes you just leave the child. Is that not so? Sometimes the child will fall down. Yeah, he's learning. You are training him how to walk. If your child does not walk, will you be happy? You'll not be happy. So that's the same way. God also take us through those stages. So, Bible says, physically in life, your mother takes you first. She's the first person in that ladder. And that's why Bible gave the woman their place there. Amen. And that is why nothing can take the place of a mother. Amen. Yeah, as Pastor used to say, the prophet preached Mother's Day. Amen. And it's because there's something about mothers. Amen. I know it's prayer meeting. But God, there's something about mother. And they are very special. Amen. When the mother carries a baby and is pampering the baby and is nursing the baby, we're in the midst of this now. So I'm mindful of some of my words. It's nursing the baby. Even Christ said, I am a God with I'm a breastfed God. Amen. Now, everything that the child wants is in that breast milk of the mother. And that's why medical science will tell you that you as a mother, please give your child 6 months breastfeeding. You know, sometimes I have to think, some of these things, yeah, come and swallow it quickly. But sometimes, because people don't know, we have to say it. We have to beg you. So let me come like Apostle Paul. I beg you, sister, in the name of the Lord, especially you that are tending your baby, take them through 6 months of breastfeeding. It is good for them. And please, you know all that medical science says. If you are taking care of your child, if you know that you are taking hard drugs, consult your doctor. Because it can affect the mental faculty of your child. One of my friend brother is going through that study now. Women that take alcohol and things is affecting the children's development, especially their brain. You know, sometimes when the prophet takes this thing, sometimes we are saying some things. People will say, did the prophet talk about it? Yes. When they say mother, there's something about it, about mother. And nobody can take the mother's place. May God help us.
Mother is always thinking, Junior has to eat. So imagine, that is why Baba said, please, take care of your children. Because in the first place, marriage that you are going into, we will come back to it carefully. The next time. Marriage that you are going into is a responsibility. In every way, the responsibility is not only to the man, it's also to the woman. Let me tell you what it will do. It will make you lose your shape. You see that your nice body, you will lose it. Whatever you are trying to package, you will lose it. Let us just be frank to one another. So please, take care of your babies. Amen. Don't take them to nannies. As the prophet said, because the economy is getting very hard. Is that correct? It's biting on everybody. We are all in need. But that should not make you to neglect taking care of your child. Amen. Yeah, as the prophet said, because you want an extra dollar, then you take Junior. Junior that is just 1 month old, and you want to put him in crutch. God have mercy upon me. I want to say something that they got some mechanized things today. They call it breast pump. And they pump the milk into a bottle. I tell you, bottle cannot take the place of the original. Permit me to use it that way. Bottle cannot take the place of the original. They will tell you, you put it under a pressure, a certain degree, it will still be warm. I tell you, the boy or the girl, the child that take from the original, is different from the one that take from bottle. Is that correct? If you disagree with me, let me tell you how it works. When you are using bottle to feed that child, there is a psychology that goes, bear with me now. We are just preaching the message. There's a psychology that goes with feeding. And that is God's provided way. When God says, you as our mother, you should start as the first gospel, take your child. That is the same way God also starts with training you. Is that correct? He begins to nurse us, feed us. As a mother is taking care of the child, the child gets to understand the heartbeat of the mother. And that is why when you take your child to another mother, there is a problem. Now, I went to a motherless home a few years back. My wife is there. I think when Timothy was also doing one of his birthdays, we went to a motherless home. And there was the place I understand what they call wet mother for the first time. Wet mother. I was thinking, what is a wet mother? What is wet mother? So it means that, for example, any sister now that is taking care of a child and breastfeeding that child, they will employ her to come and breastfeed another person's child. Now, that is why you see those children that are orphans. They cannot behave the same way as a child that has his father and mother. Am I correct? That is just what the prophet was trying to get to us in that message. And we are going somewhere. Sometimes we pray. Let us know the origin of our problem. May God help us. Leadership, follow. Now, when a mother neglects her part, there is nobody that can play your part like you will play. That's why we should pray. God should keep our mothers. Amen. That's why the prophet will always tell you, young brothers and young sisters. He says, if you still have a father and a mother that takes care of you, they give you food, especially we are all in the economy. We know how tough it was for some of us that went to look for food. Your father will still struggle. He gets you to church. All because of what? He wants you to grow in the knowledge of God. He can say, there's no fuel. Let us all sit down at home. But you people did not do that. It's a sacrifice. You are investing. In fact, what you just did, if I want to go ahead of myself, was what Jesus told that rich young ruler. When he said, sell all that you have and take your cross, follow me. In other words, transfer your wealth from this earth to heaven. Amen. A rich man now, as I'm preaching, is in his business. He cannot close his shop. Because it's not revealed to him that, this is the peak. There are peak hours in business. And there are some people that have studied it. Yeah. If you look at these people that... May God help us. Somebody look at me. If you look at people that do all this internet business, they understand the period that people are away to come. And even old people, many people among us, have seen some of our older sisters. They carry their phone. They go to Facebook. They look at all those things. They understand those periods. And they take advantage. They use it to make money. Now, what are we saying? Someone that has not caught that revelation, he will sit down in his business. He will say, why do I have to come to church? I can just connect. But the prophet also said, and the Bible also said, we should not neglect the gathering of one another. Yeah, no matter how things are very tough, no matter how things are hard, let us abide by the principles of the word of God. That is the only way we can be successful. Now, before we go to prayer, mothers have their place. No matter how, a child that is breastfed by a bottle can never be like a child that is breastfed by the mother. Because one, there is a connection that goes between that child and the mother. One, when the child is feeding, the eye is looking at the mother's eye. There is a communication that goes there psychologically that helps the brain of the child. Amen. Brother Joseph, are you preaching Bible? Yes. Are you preaching Malachi? Yes. There's something that goes that help your baby. So, and now I'm praying God help us. We go like ABC. May God help us. Yeah. So that you understand that thing. You just don't neglect your children. And when those children also grow, we also have a part to play. So that Tobadi or Lawa, our evening, these children will not forget us. May God help us. Same things with fathers. We will take, by God helping us, the next service, we'll come to it gradually. Leadership follow me. In life, somebody must lead you. And the part that we play as parents, it matters in the life of our children. The reason why our children and our families are the way they are, it starts with our leadership. It is not only the husband, it is not only the wife. Everybody have their part to play. By the grace of God, God helping us as we move further. As the prophet said, I want to take it in a different way. I know people have taken this subject, but he said, I want to take it a different way so that God will help us. And that's what we want to try to do by the grace of God. And God helping us, the next service will continue. That every one of us, we have a part to play in this business of raising a successful child. For raising a leader, every one of us, we're a leader. Can we say amen? Yes, you are a leader. Everybody is a leader. God made you a leader, and that you must be. When you recognize yourself in that position, you begin to take yourself that way. The mother has her place, the father has their place, the pastor has his place, everybody has his place. So may God help us in Jesus' name. We have come to church tonight, no doubt, to come and hear the word of God, and we have come also to communicate with him. But just a little tonight has gone. We have the opportunity again to talk back to God as we go to the Lord in prayer. Whatever it is that has brought you to church, this is the hour for you to communicate to him. Say, God, here am I again. Help me. Here am I again. I need you to lead me in my life. Whether you're a husband, whether you're a wife, whether you're a father, God bless you, sir. Whether you're a son, whether you're a daughter, somebody needs to lead you. Somebody needs to guide you. Somebody needs to direct you. We can never know too much. We can never know too much. The more we get humble before God and we learn from one another also, learn from God, learn from our mentors, learn from our leaders, our life will be better off. As Pastor used to say, we learn to pray by praying. As we have come tonight to pray, this is not an hour for you to keep quiet. It's an hour for you to open your mouth and talk to God. It's just like some of these denominational preachers will say. They say a closed mouth is a closed destiny, but we don't want to use that. So open your mouth, talk to God. Say, God, help me. At least for many years, many months, no doubt, this might be the 50th time or 20-something time that you are hearing this sermon. Again, being re-echoed to you. Say, God, help me. Maybe I've been leading myself. I think it's Proverbs that says, in all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path. Maybe you are going through a challenge in your life at this point, and you are at a crossroad. You say, okay, God, I don't even understand my life. Maybe the reason is just because you have not learned to surrender to God. Because God's way is not our way. Many times, God's way is not human way. Sometimes, humanly speaking, we want our own way. We want to go this way, but God says no. But many of us, we want to be stubble-headed, like that erring prophet, Balaam. He said, no, I must still continue. If you are that kind, this is just the mercy of God to you tonight, that you reframe your step and you say, God, have mercy upon me. Help me. I have been leading myself. I've been going by my own understanding. I've been going by my own imagination. I've been going by my own calculation. I want you to help me. Husband, wife, here tonight. Maybe you have been using your calculation to run your family. It cannot work. You need to surrender to God. Make God the boss in your house. Make God the ruler in your house. Establish that. Establish it. Especially before these children. There is something that it does to them. We just do not know. When we grow with these children, let these children see you running to God. Let them see you leaning down before God. If possible, don't hide your cry before them. Oh, God will help us in the next service. I don't know what condition. You know, as we said, this life is a circle. I was sharing with a brother, I said, our physical life is just like the weather in our country. Sometimes we have rainy season, sometimes we have dry season, sometimes we have a Amatan and the rest of it. That's how our physical life is. But how we travel it with the grace of God is what that makes everything beautiful. And in this course of our life, especially for us that are older now, and perhaps strength is failing us. Our strength is our children. If you see certain area in your life that you, I've missed it yet. Strengthen your child. Yes, put that energy on your children. If what you can do is to be praying for that child, I tell you, just do it. You hear what the prophet said in the quote. Prophet said, you might even be a mother's aunt in the cemetery. That led you. Yes. That's what the prophet says. Sometimes, don't give up on those children. They might not come to the knowledge of what you are talking about now. He said, but someday, you might have gone as a mother. You might have gone as a father. Your prayer can never be wasted. I want you to understand that. Your prayers can never be wasted. One day, that boy will come up here. That girl will surrender her life to Christ. Prophet said, if they fail to do it, they will be walking over the prayer of a righteous father. So, while we still have our strength, let's invest on our children. Let us do our best that we can for them. Let them see us running to God. They will learn to do it. Let them see you fast. It is not suffering. You are not suffering there. It's a training. Let them see you with knife edges. It's not suffering. You are training them. Let them see you as a mother. Okay, I see my mommy praying. I see my daddy praying. Yes, even though we are humans, you might have your shortcomings. But let them see you running to God. Teach them. May God help us. This is the hour. Let's talk to God. Personally also. And look at our family life. That God will help us. But the Bible says, when our homes are in shape, the church of God will be in shape. When our homes are in shape, our nation will be in shape. We will not need police. The reason why we need police is because home life is in crisis. Like a message that we read today, but the Bible said, the problem is parental delinquency. It says not juvenile delinquency, it's parental delinquency. It is me, I am at fault. It is you, my brother. It is you, my sister. Many things that we should have done, maybe we left undone. Let's pray to God that God have mercy. Let's pray to God that God help us. This is another year again. This is another month again. This is another day. Lord, don't pass me by. As people are calling upon you, don't pass me by. I also need you. I have what brought me to church tonight. If you're only spiritual, say, God, this is what brought me here tonight. Maybe it's eternal life. God, I want to settle it with you. Help me, Father. As Pastor will say, it's not a time to begin to sleep. This is a time for prayer. Maybe God will help us. We will take a message, the hour of prayer. There's something in the horrors, in the times of the Jew. There is a time that they set and they call it the hour of prayer. It is not a time that people will just begin to sleep. It's not a time that you begin to speak English or you begin to speak Yoruba. No! It's a time that you are communicating to God. You know that God is here. And is here to do what? He's here to bless you. So you hold it as a relation with Him. Just like I am communicating to you now. You also take it up. Say, God, I know you hear me. I know you have ears. I know you have eyes. You have seen all that I'm going through. I don't like my situation. I don't like my condition. If you have to cry, cry to Him. You are at liberty. That's why when we come to church, brothers say, don't care what the next fellow is doing. It's up to him and his maker. And whatever you do, you are doing, it's up to you and your maker. You have come to meet somebody that can help you. You have come to meet somebody that can give you the desires of your heart. You have come to meet somebody that can use man, that can touch the heart of that man, that can change the heart of that woman. That's the person we have come to tonight. So whatever is your problem, you need a leader in your life. And the greatest leader that you can have is Jesus Christ. I enjoy us tonight, brothers and sisters. Let us not miss this opportunity. As the prophet said, we have had these sermons from several ministers. Day in, day out, year in, year out. But again, it's on your lap. Will you accept the leadership of God or will you accept the leadership of a man? Will you say, Lord, I want your way to be my way. I don't want my way. Yeah, people might be laughing at you and say, bro, sis, you still there here? Say, yes, I still there here. Happily. May God help us in Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Please just bear with me. I want to say something. Sometimes you know it's funny in life when people are going through their difficult moments, especially during your hour of pain, your hour of crisis, people will be laughing at you. Yeah, that is this life. And people, you know, it's just so funny that those people that are laughing at you, they too also went through those processes. They went through those processes too. But it's so funny that in life sometimes we neglect people's pain because it is out of pain that you give back to something great. So whatever you might be going through now, I also have my own pain, so I know what I'm talking about. People might be saying, bro, how many times you don't do it? If you like, do it 20 times. But man, say God is looking for a man that will never quit. Because a quitter will never win. If you say, I am tired, I don't do it again, then you are finished. But if you keep here, you stay knocking. You say, you promise me good health if you are sick. Lord, you promise me good health. And good health is my portion. I collect it tonight. I tell you, you will have it. Yes, it depends on how you relate with God. If you say, God, you promise me prosperity, physical prosperity. You promise me spiritual prosperity. It is mine. I take it tonight. It will work for you. It's not that you say, Lord, look at Lagbaja, the way they, God is not looking for story. He doesn't need your story. Just tell him what you want. Tell him what you are going through. Father, this is the situation in my house. You can see now 1,000 I carry from church. That is how you have to be with God, brothers and sisters. And he will give you the desire of your heart. It's a promise.
He said, if you can only believe him, when you ask anything, believe that it is settled. So with that, let us go to God in prayer tonight. Don't care what the people are saying. Don't listen to man. Listen to God. No matter what you might be going through, if you are trusting God for a breakthrough, don't listen to the laughter of men. Don't listen to the critics. Listen to God. Because your day is coming. I tell you, your day is coming. Yes, your day is coming. You are going to have a victory. Because you are a victorious son of God, you are a victorious daughter of God. So this is the hour. Talk to God. It's never in a waste. Invest this hour. Say, God, help me. That's why I've come here. Lead me. I don't want to lead myself. Teach me. Maybe I don't even know the Bible. Lord, teach me. Maybe I don't know how to pray. Lord, teach me how to pray. Yeah. Be sincere. David said, I've never seen the righteous man forsake, neither the seed of God begging for bread. If you believe that you're a righteous son of God, if you believe that you're a righteous daughter of God, claim that promise for yourself. It's you, it's for you. Lord, I will never beg for bread. My seed will never beg for bread. Yeah. You might have need, yeah, and maybe you have to go. But if people want you to be kissing their ass, no, Lord, I will never do that. I will never beg to eat. No, because that's not your promise. You promised to bless the work of my hand. You promised to give me favor. Lord, I ask for favor today in your sight, and I ask for favor in the sight of men. I don't want the kind of favor that people want me to become slave to them. No! That's not what you promised me, Lord. I don't want to be a slave to any man. I know who I am. I am a son of God. I can never be a slave to any man. You have to take it very serious like that, brother and sister. And let God see the bitterness in your heart. And it will give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, beside those at the altar, if you have a need and you want to be remembered tonight, just make that request known to God by the lifting up of the hand. As the prophet will always say, our hand is supposed to be down, but now you are defiling the law of gravity and saying, Lord, I cannot help myself. That's why I'm showing this as a sign of surrenderness to you, that you will help me. And it's sure going to help you. Why? We request God's servant. Yes, to shape yourself.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the portion of your word that we have just heard. Lord, leadership, follow me. We ask, O God, that since you are the writer of the word and the quickener of the same, may you quicken this portion into our hearts, give us understanding, give us revelation, and the ability to be able to live by the same. Lord, after the preaching, we have had time to speak to you, and some at the altar and some hands are also raised up. Lord, signify one need or the other. We as mortals may see the hand and maybe see someone kneeling at the altar, but we can never, with our ability, know the reason why those requests are signified. You are the only one that knows the heart of all men, so you are the only one that knows the request of individuals. Lord Jesus, since you have promised that whosoever cometh unto me, I will not was cast out, we pray you attend to the need of each person according as they have presented them unto you. We pray, O God of heaven, that will give unto us the faith that have here on the chest. Lord, that when we have asked the grace to accept and to go confessing that the promise is ours and the blessing is ours, may be our portion, O God. Master Jesus, may we never entertain after this prayer any suggestion of the enemy. We pray, Father God, that you will completely take away doubt and unbelief and fear from our hearts. Let it be eternal, Father. Lord, the vessel you have used, we ask to replenish him and bless him for the vessel that has left him and lift up the honor of his ministry. As we continue yet in the prayer session, may you help us, Father. Lord, to pray as become a saint. Dear God, we pray, Lord, that if there be anyone that is tired, take away tiredness. Help us to use the time of prayer to pray. When we pray, the faith to believe give unto us, Father. That when the service will come to an end, Lord, by the faith that you have accumulated in our hearts, we'll be able to go confessing that our promises, I mean our needs, have been met. And our desires can be granted. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous Master. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
God bless you.
Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in church for this midweek service. We want to appreciate you for every aspect of the service. We thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the time of exhortation. I will thank you for this time of prayers. Lord, in everything, we give you all praise and glory. We want to thank you, God, for all the requests that we have laid before you. Lord, we have spoken to you, our Creator, that bid us to come unto you. You told us to cast our cares upon you because you careth for us. Lord, the things we present unto you, they are things we cannot undo ourselves. That's why we have brought them unto you. And Lord Jesus, you also knew that we cannot undo them. That's why you also asked us to bring them. We have done our part. We are only asking that you give unto us the faith that is required. Lord, for us to do what your word said we should do. Because you said that when we desire anything, when we ask in prayer, you said we should believe that we have received them. You said then shall we have them. Dear Lord Jesus, the enemy will try to come and bring it again as a fresh request unto us, as if you have not heard, as if you have not answered. But we pray you give us the faith, Lord, to know that you have heard and you have answered. And we are waiting for their manifestation. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, ranging from the spiritual request to physical, to material, to health, Lord, to request, O God, for the local assembly, Lord, for the pastor, for the ministers, for the convention, Lord, for the nine spiritual gifts, our brethren outside the country, Lord, individual families, those who are sick and afflicted, every request that we have brought unto you, each one of them are very important unto us. That's why we have brought them to you. We just ask, O God, that from tonight, we begin to see their manifestation. Help us, Heavenly Father, never to entertain doubt or unbelief, never to entertain fear or any suggestion of the enemy. May we confess positively, O God, until we see every bit of them manifested. Thank you for your servant that you brought safely back from worry. We are grateful unto you for joining mercies we are giving to him. May your name be glorified. Righteous Master, Lord, the country is in the way it is, and we have committed the country also into your hand. We just pray you will intervene, especially for the sake of your children that is still here. Oh God, people that came from far places definitely passed through so many things to be here. And Lord, to go back, their return is in your hand. May you take each one of us back home safely. Watch over your people. May you soften this tension, O God. And Lord, do something quickly. Lord, for the comfort of your children. Thank you, dear Father. We commit unto you those who are still in the hospital for speedy recovery. May you, O God, rebuild the hands of the enemy and intervene the health of your people. Those who are outside the hospital, may you perfect their health, O God. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, by Sunday, when we'll be physically back here, by your grace, if the rapture has not come, Lord, we pray that you bring us in our numbers, and Lord, send your blessings in abundance again. Thank you, dear Father. The tape service of Friday may be a blessing unto us. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, replenish your servant you have used for the service, and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. I will know the city especially is one kind because of no vehicles. And we trust that those that came from fire, that the Lord will take them back home safely. The preachers, you know, he mentioned it that he spoke to the father. He told me before the service that his father, Pastor Sir James, sent greetings to the church. So, also Brother Timashion called this afternoon, and he also sent greetings to the church. I've forgotten the children's name. Chioma, I think, yes, the girl is Chioma, and then the boy is Obina in Asibo. And Bernard student, they are the ones I'm greeting. God bless you. They are grown up people now. The girl is fully grown up, and the boy too is. It's a big boy. God bless you. We are grateful to God that we are in church. This Sunday will be your welcome. God bless you. since I knew her, that's the first time I will see her on hospital bed. You know, there are some people that they hardly fall sick. Myself, I think the recent time was either my second or third time that I will be on hospital bed. I can remember the second time, but I can't think of the third time, but I knew. So, but we thank God for everything. God bless you, Richie. We shall rise. I'm following Jesus one step at a time.
Christ is living.